Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's a little after 9 o'clock, that must be news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tuesday is news day.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Get it?
Jack Salvador's onto something. All right. Gina Grad with the news. The according to some callers, the unfunniest woman on the planet.
Yeah. I love Jack.
I know you.
I do, and you know, I don't go to what's her name's work and tell her to work the Slurpee machine. So I'd appreciate it if she kept her calls to the Quickie Mart. All right. So first and foremost, the ESPN Classic Network will present the 2008 National Championship basketball game between Kansas and Memphis as an instant classic tonight at 11 p.m. following the women's championship game.
Wow.
Yes, Kansas defeated Memphis 75-68 in overtime Monday night. And with classes canceled today at KU, more than 25,000 fans welcome back the 2008 National Championship team at Memorial Stadium. And here we have a bit of audio from the end of that historic game last night.
Now, wait a minute. They canceled class just because they won the championship?
Yeah, this is how much I love Kansas.
Jesus
They're
Christ.
Out of snow days.
Right.
But they made an exception.
God,
I love my alma mater.
All right, here's Kansas, man, becoming the national championship. I believe only one of six teams that has won it three times. There we go.
Memphis, desperation time. They were so close to seeing the dream become a reality. Rose with the three. No. Rebound, Arthur. Kansas can taste it. They come back from nine down in regulation. A Kansas comeback for the history books. Rock Chalk Championship. Kansas takes the title.
There they go. And what their mascot is, a bird?
It's a Jayhawk.
A Jayhawk. All right. Well,
Rock
very
Chalk
good.
Jayhawk. Go KU.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. All right.
Seems so insincere when you say it.
I guess a lot of the other teams, their chant could have been KU, FU. But you heard that a lot, huh?
I never heard that
never
before.
Heard that? Okay. All right, Gina Grad, what else is happening in
the
news?
Well, morning talk show host Adam Carolla has been hanging in there on primetime show Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. I want to see if he gets kicked off tonight. It's on at 9. It's on right now.
Not it's in this 10 hour. O'clock. Yeah. Last night, he danced the tango with partner Julianne Hough, but was given less than stellar scores by the judges, even with the incorporation of a unicycle into the act. There's another round of elimination tonight, as we spoke of, where we will all wait with bated breath to see if the Ace Man survives another week. And here's a bit of audio of Adam charming the audience after the dance, as only he can.
All right, here's Adam Carolla dancing with those stars.
First off, I want to thank the wardrobe department for dressing me like a silent porn star. You rub a little Vaseline on your eyes, and all of a sudden we look like Christy Amaguchi out there.
For the record, he was in a cape and black silk.
And for the record, you sold your KU sports package, right? When you go to Kansas, you get a sports package?
Well, you have to buy it. My mom bought it for me, but I was pissed because I wanted
to... What does a sports package include?
I think every basketball game and football game.
A ticket to every game?
Yeah, but I wanted the theater package. It was more expensive, and I didn't get it, and I was pissed. So I sold it the day I got there for... I traded it, really.
For what?
Recreation. Recreational.
You traded for a sack of weed, did you?
Jesus Christ.
You traded mom's hard-earned money buying you a sports package for a dime bag.
This is all speculative.
What a mess. Yeah, no wonder you got into a miming. All hopped up on that, on some sports fan's weed. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
I made a townie's day, though, because you cannot get those tickets unless you're a student. Right. Oh, in more reality TV news, talk show host Larry King had the judges from American Idol on. Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and Paula Abdul gave Larry a look into the life of a celebrity panelist and came close to spilling some secrets about the future of the show, which we have some audio of.
All right. Here we go. Larry King talking to the chaps from American Idol.
Okay, guys, the world waits with bated breath. Simon, is this the last year of American Idol?
Ooh. Do I tell them?
You're live all over the world.
Yeah.
It is the last
year. We decided that we're going to call it.
Well, there you go. Calling it quits on American Idol.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
You might want to listen to the rest of that clip.
I don't think there is anymore. Is there any more? No? It's Gina. But that's it? That's not it? Oh, there's more of the clip?
Quits after this.
I'm going to show up.
But. Kidding.
They were joking. They were kidding.
But. Kidding.
Yeah. I'm going to show up.
Okay, pause. Yeah,
because on,
I can feel the house was going he kidding away, or the not? Car's being taken.
Absolutely.
He was kidding or not kidding?
I'm kidding, yeah.
Larry. He said he was kidding. Everybody in the room is laughing. And then you got to ask, is he kidding or not kidding?
Absolutely.
He was kidding or not kidding?
I'm kidding.
Were you kidding or not kidding? And you don't have to ask, are you not kidding? If you ask, are you kidding? Is your hair wet or is it not wet? Did you go out last night to the movies or did you not go out last night to the movies? It's redundant to ask that, LK. And you've been doing this for a long, long, long time.
He was kidding or not kidding?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Is that a roast beef sandwich or is it not a roast beef sandwich?
Is it hot
out or is it not hot out?
Do you think they all treat him like the crazy old uncle? No, Uncle Larry, we were kidding. It's okay. Put your hearing aid back in. We were kidding.
It reminds me of when Seinfeld, when he said, maybe we can look for that audio with Larry King and Seinfeld. But he said to Jerry Seinfeld, now, you quit the show, right? You didn't get canceled?
Did you quit Seinfeld or did Seinfeld quit you?
Did you quit or did you not quit? Did you retire or did you not retire? And Jerry Seinfeld's like, no. Larry, I don't know where you were, but it was the hottest show in the history of sitcoms. We didn't get canceled.
FYI.
And there's a big difference between being canceled and walking away from a television show. Is this the audio? All right, here we go.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Is this still CNN? Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. But... Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Why you? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's a big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens. B movie
Can we
opens.
Get a resume in here for
B
me?
B movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Can go over.
We'll be right back.
That's so great. Can we get a resume in here so Larry can go over it? And he asked the same question. You know, it's like, are you kidding or not kidding? Did they cancel you or did not cancel you?
Yeah.
Did they cancel you or did they not cancel you? I mean, I think that's just a crutch that he uses in trying to stall. Or maybe chew up some more time because it's awfully clunky.
Well, do you think he's listening at all?
I don't know, but for someone to ask if Jerry Seinfeld's show was canceled, that person had to have avoided a lot of papers, television interviews, radio interviews, radio talk show hosts talking about it, people in restaurants talking about it, their friends talking about it. You have to really avoid a lot of information to assume that the Seinfeld show was canceled. And you have to be really aggressive in your blocking out of information.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where somebody could probably say, that guy has some kind of,
degenerative.
He's got some memory problems.
Yeah. Well, and I think people should just start talking to him like he's the crazy old uncle. Like when he asks, did you walk away or did he it is so good to talk to you, Uncle Larry.
Yeah. Is he kidding or is he not kidding? Is he watching TV or is he not watching TV? Is he watching TV? All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, yes, finally, a couple statistics for you. Motorcycle riding has become more popular than ever in recent years, appealing to a new group of enthusiasts consisting of older and more affluent riders. Sales of all types of two-wheelers reached about 1,200,000 in 2006.
Oh, my word.
Yes, a level not seen in about 30 years. At the same time, motorcycle fatalities have also been climbing, reaching their highest level ever since 1981.
Oh, My word.
This is the part that gets a little scary. There has been a dramatic jump in the number of deaths among motorcycle riders age 40 and older.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm dead serious. And a couple other quick stats. Motorcyclists are 35 times more likely than passenger car occupants to die in a crash and 8 times more likely to be injured.
Jesus Christ.
And roughly 104,000 motorcycles are involved in crashes every year. So all you motorcycle riders, be careful out there.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
That's interesting because today, I went to Orange County today to visit my accountant, Simmons & Simmons, man, they're the best on the planet. And I have a friend down in Orange County, and he was down in Orange County, but he was going to dinner in Beverly Hills. And I said, why don't you ride with me? We'll, you know, ride up Beverly Hills, and then you have to just stay until 11 o'clock, and then I'll drive you back to Orange County. And he's like, so I have dinner at 7, it's over at 8:30, and I got to wait till 11? And I said, yeah, you can sit in and hang out with David Landsberg. And he said, pass. So I said, so it's stupid that both of us are going to drive up there. He says, well, I'm driving my motorcycle. I said, is that right? I said, where in Beverly Hills are you going? He says, he's going to Lowry's. I said, that's literally like a mile away from where I work. I said, I want to try something here. Why don't you, we'll leave at the same time. We'll meet at 5 o'clock, I'm sorry, 4:30, and we'll leave like a quarter to 5. Right, so I met him there. We're talking and BSing. He gets on his motorcycle, and he drives to Lowry's. I said, call me when you get there. And I'm just, you know, driving in traffic. I'm going, you know, like 8 miles an hour, miles an hour. And especially on the 405 North, it's pretty a hellish drive. So I leave Dana Point, and I get to right before the 605. I'm still in like Seal Beach area, Westminster. He calls me, and he's at Lowry's.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It took him 1 hour to get from Dana Point to Lowry's. He never has to deal with traffic. And it took me 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to work.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm thinking to myself, for that extra hour and 20 minutes, maybe it is worth the risk. You know, maybe it is worth getting on a motorcycle and tooling around.
Being
paralyzed. Yes, of course you might die. And of course you might have a bad wreck. But you eliminate traffic from your life.
You really do, because I think this is one of the last states in the country that you can still split lanes legally.
Yeah, I think you're
right. And so they just zip through and boy, they're lucky.
Yeah. All right, Gina Grad with the news, everybody. Look at her, man.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know what? My rhymes are lost on you assholes.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you a headache.
Gosh, she's so pissed. All right, I'd like to take some phone calls from guys that do this, because I'm entertaining the idea of getting a motorcycle, because I have had an ass full of traffic. I hate sitting in it. I can't stand, you know, watching the Diamond Lane cruise by if I'm by myself, even though usually I'm in the Diamond Lane by myself. But I heard also a statistic. Actually, Sam Simon told me this, that he has a bunch of friends who have motorcycles, and he says everyone he knows who has a motorcycle has either had a major injury or has been killed on their motorcycle.
I've been to gay bars.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Jerry. Please, don't turn the mic on while the show's on. But anyway, so I have a question for you guys out there with the motorcycles. Is it worth the risk of losing your life or a major injury to get around town and never have to worry about traffic again? I think it is such a relief to leave the valley at 5 p.m. and wherever you go, you know that you're going to get there in about 20 to 25 minutes and never have to deal with traffic again. Here are the phone numbers from fellas, you know, who are still doing this. Is it worth the risk? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, when I left Dana Point at around 4:45, a friend of mine was on a motorcycle. He called me 1 hour later. He called me at 5:45, and he was already at Lowry's enjoying his his supper or whatever the hell he was doing there. And he said it's great because he never stresses out about traffic anymore. And the reduction in stress has really improved his life. But the major injury that he risks are offset by the fact that this guy doesn't have to worry about traffic anymore. Is that risk worth it nowadays? Because traffic in Southern California is a major pain in the ass. If you're on that 405 any time in the morning from like 6 a.m., to about 11 a.m., it's hell. And then you have a small window between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., or 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., where you can sort of skate around, and then it shuts down again at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 8 or from 3 to, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock. It's hell again. And I think that if, you know, if I had a motorcycle and reduced that stress in my life, I think it would help me dearly. I think so. I think I'm going to get a motorcycle. Look at that. Let's talk to, how about Rob in Orange County? Rob, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, Gina, put him on hold, will you? Please? Thanks, man. All right, Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Man, I love you, bro.
Thank you, sir.
I've got the utmost respect for you.
Thank you,
sir. And the show.
Thank you, sir.
You rock. So what do you want to know about the motorcycle?
Well, this is what I want to know. You own a motorcycle, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can zip through on the Diamond Lane. You can go in the Diamond Lane whenever you want.
Absolutely.
All right. And it reduces the time you get around the city by probably tenfold.
Let me tell you, when I was young, dumb, and full of it,
right,
I used to leave Balboa, and I could make it to West Hollywood, Sunset,
right,
in about 17 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I am serious.
Wait a minute. When you're talking about Balboa, you're talking about Balboa Boulevard or
no,
down in Newport?
Newport Beach, you know, down where the Newport Pier is.
Right. And you could get and you could get to West Hollywood in 17 minutes.
Yep. That's about my best. 17 and some change.
And were you doing 100 plus?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this is what I also heard. And again, I can only pick your brains because you guys are the drones out there. You're sort of like the modern day, everyday stuntmen out there, because that's what you're doing. It's like a 2-hour stunt you do every day. But when you're out there riding these motorcycles and a cop in a car sees you, that's no match, right? You don't even think about stopping. If a cop in a car tries to pull you over.
Can I take the fifth on that?
Oh, is that right? But if a cop on a motorcycle, he could track your ass down.
To some extent, but the police bikes can't even keep up with some of those big leader bikes now.
Right. What do you drive?
I ride a Ducati. I ride a 998. It's a slow motorcycle compared to some of the bikes the guys are riding now.
What were you riding when you got from Newport to West Hollywood in 17 minutes?
That was a Suzuki. They call it a 711. It's an 1100 motor in a 750 frame, and we punched a thing out to 1348.
Jesus Christ.
And
I don't know what that means, but it sounds fast. And what's the fastest you've gone in Southern California on a motorcycle?
214 miles an hour between Barstow and Vegas, and I made it just before state line, and they arrested me, and I spent 3 days in Barstow jail.
How did they arrest you? You must have been willing to pull over.
They blocked the road. I thought they were looking for an escaped convict or something, and they were looking for me. And then the helicopter comes flying over my head, and he couldn't even keep up, I guess.
Jesus Christ. So how long would it take you to get to Vegas? Less than an hour or an hour and a half?
Yeah, about an hour and change.
All right. And have you ever had a major accident?
The worst accident I ever had, I hit a car at about 45 miles an hour. I T-boned him on Tyler Street in Riverside, right out in front of the Tyler Mall.
Right.
And
bad vibes?
Oh, oof. It was a rough one. I mean, the bike was inside the car, still running. I went over the top, and I broke my back and broke a few bones pretty good.
Jerry, please. This guy was injured.
It was wicked.
All right, we're going to send you something here, dude.
Oh, man, you don't have to do that.
Well,
hold on. You guys rock.
All right, dude, we're going to give you tickets for David Landsberg's play. It's... Hello? All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more of your phone calls. Riding a motorcycle in Southern California, yeah, you get to miss all the traffic, but is death and a major accident worth it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I drove from Orange County today. It took me 2.5 hours to get to downtown L.A. A friend of mine on a motorcycle, 1 hour. Less than an hour, about 50 minutes to go from Dana Point to Beverly Hills, to a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I want to start being part of that crew. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Svetlana, those European women. Wow. Look at that. gosh, I was single again. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. A friend of mine rode a motorcycle from Orange County today. From Dana Point to Beverly Hills. I think it's about 80 miles, 79 miles on my odometer. And it took him less than an hour. It took him about 50 minutes to do that. Is it worth getting a motorcycle to cut hours and hours off your commute? Let's talk to Eric in Torrance. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Yeah, my mom used to date a guy who made prosthetic limbs, and 95% of his business was people who rode motorcycles. So.
Yeah, I know. That's the only scary part. It's, you know, the average, I think I read this years ago, and I'm not sure if it was correct or not, but it sounds right, that the lifespan of a person who owns a motorcycle in Southern California, and I'm not talking about the time they buy it and the time they get in their first accident. I'm talking about the actual time between they buy it and they die is 5 years.
Holy jeez. Yeah, I didn't know that, but. Yeah. Obviously, I've never, I did ride a motorcycle once and almost killed myself the one time because one of my brother's friends left his motorcycle there. Didn't think about why he would leave his motorcycle in our garage.
Right, and you took it out, huh?
Yeah, I took it out, the throttle stuck, and so I'm doing a wheelie down the street.
So long.
I'm riding a motorcycle.
Hell yeah. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, Eric. Let's talk to Alex in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
All right, buddy.
I just want to say there's also a lot of other benefits aside just from being able to split lanes. One of the things that I do is I save money on insurance, gas, parking, lots of things.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I know it. I think it's Santa Anita. You don't have to pay for – you can park right up front there. And I'm not sure if they charge for that or not, but that's interesting. Insurance is much less, huh?
Yeah, well, I only pay $100 a year in for insurance. I just have liability.
Right.
But between that, you know, gas, I spend about $30 a week. $30 a month.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I think that also you just have to be careful. You know, I got a motorcycle because I wanted to be able to get to and from places. You know, working here in Los Angeles, you got to be able to get someplace on time. And,
right.
You know, with traffic, it kills you. So,
well, you know, traffic works against you both ways. Not if you have a car, but if you have a motorcycle, you're all right. But traffic kills you because if you have a meeting, let's say you live in the Valley. And you have a meeting in Torrance at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You would probably leave at 11 a.m. to try to get there before 1. Now, if the freeway is wide open, you get down there at 11:45, you got an hour and 15 minutes to kill, which sucks. You slide into a fast food place and eat a bunch of crap. And then again, you could be 3 hours and be an hour late. You know, there's no way to ever gauge traffic in this town.
Exactly. It's also one of the only places in the country you can actually drive a motorcycle year-round. That's the other benefit.
Yeah, that is true. All right, Babu. Well, you're very convincing, man.
Thanks.
All right. Be careful out there, man. All right. Is it worth the fact that you no longer have to sit in traffic, but you may lose a nut, you may lose an arm, a leg, or your life? Tony on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. How are you?
Oh, all right. Yeah, bro. Let me tell you. Me and my whole family, we ride, man. My dad is a big advocate for getting a bike.
Right.
But it teaches you safety. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I was raised on a bike. I was on the back of a bike before I could walk. But my cousin, he was riding his bike and just got it all painted and looking tricked out, did the customized paint job on it, and was going to go see his girlfriend. And a car jumped out of the, pulled out of a driveway and cut him off. And he rear-ended it, went over it. In the process of flying over it, wrapped his nuts. On
Jerry.
The gas tank and split him open. He was in the hospital, bro, with his whole chest of contusion.
Wow.
Right side, road rash, and shoulder out of socket, and he felt like he was sweating, he tells me. And he had to literally push his own nad back in his sack so it wouldn't fall out.
Well, but who hasn't done that?
I still ride them. I've crashed. I've eaten it. I laid mine down on the 15 and 60 freeway interchange, and I get back on it and ride it. The benefits are great, and they're chick magnets, bro.
I guess so. All right, buddy. You're a big stud. Be careful out there, man. All right, let's talk to Justin in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, just curious where you're getting the statistics on the average of 5 years between the purchase and the death of the rider.
You know, I read that online some years ago, and I will admit it may not be accurate, but that it was a stat that sort of stayed with me.
I'm coming from, I sell Harley Davidsons for a living. I've been doing it for over 4 years with guys that have been doing it for longer than I have. And I've probably sold a couple thousand bikes in my time at the dealership.
Right.
And I don't have one customer under my belt that has died from an accident from the motorcycle. And in my time there, I only know of two customers that have bought bikes through us. So, you know, it's an ongoing relationship that have actually had fatal accidents. And we're talking thousands of motorcycles going through that dealership. And we hear everything that goes on with these people.
Yeah. See, for some reason, and I'm not calling you a liar, I don't believe that. I don't believe you can sell 3,000, 4,000 motorcycles and nobody's died.
Well, I didn't say nobody.
As a well, very, even
very
two
small
people.
Number. I mean,
yeah,
it's a
but,
huge difference between 5 years from the date of purchase to the death of an average motorcycle rider. I mean, I've been riding my whole life.
Yeah, but how do you know if these people are dead? They just don't show up, you know, to buy their next motorcycle, right?
Well, you know, the industry I'm in, the brand of motorcycles I deal with, it's more, it's a pretty solid community.
Yeah, but everybody also the brand of motorcycle you sell is probably not a day-to-day. People are not commuting every day on those bikes.
A lot of people I know do. I do myself. My dad goes from Riverside to Compton every day, rain or shine. He's had one minor accident in the last 7 years that he's been doing that. So I just, you know, I've never heard these statistics, and I'm in the industry. I do it every day, and I talk to people that do it every day. And, of course, I see accidents all the time.
Right.
It's no different than cars.
But why have I heard it? I mean, you know, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold here, and let's talk to Fernando. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim.
All right. We've got Justin, who works for Harley Davidson. Are these stats crazy?
Yeah, you know what? I've seen a lot of stuff, so I don't know, eh? I've seen a guy get killed cut in half on Rosemary Boulevard by the Freeway 60.
Wait, a guy got cut in half?
Yeah, by what do you call the big truck? Like a Penske truck?
Right.
Yeah, he got caught on the back wheels. Nothing happened to the motorcycle, but he got cut in half.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Mike, Justin, those are the stories I hear all the time.
You know, I won't argue the inherent dangers of riding motorcycles. You don't have a capsule around you like in a car. But,
right.
You know, if anybody can tell me that they know somebody that's died on a motorcycle, but they've never had anybody they know that died in a car, they're wrong. I don't have any personal friends that have died on motorcycles. I have two personal friends that died in cars. And I don't argue that they're not more dangerous. They are, because you have less protect me.
Right.
However, a lot of the guys that are doing it day in, day out have been doing it their whole lives.
And yeah, that's
true. You get these new guys that come in that just decide, like you're saying tonight, you know, well, I want to be one of these guys that saves an hour off of my commute.
Right.
Well, you've given me nothing to indicate that you've been riding for a long time. I mean, this is like second nature to a lot of us out there.
Right. No, I understand that. I think there are a lot of guys who especially ride the high-end bikes like Harleys and who have, you know, $20,000, $40,000 motorcycles. They're a lot more careful.
You know, to be completely honest with you, performance-wise, Harley isn't a bike you can do 180 miles an hour. You just can't.
Right. What's the fastest bike out there?
The fastest bike out there?
Yeah.
I think it's the Kawasaki ZX14. It's a 1,400cc bike, and it probably does somewhere in the neighborhood of 215 miles an hour, and that's out of the box. And it probably costs you about $15,000 to get one.
Wait a minute. It goes 215 stock?
Stock out of the box, yeah.
Jesus,
so it's 200 miles an hour plus. I was there when they did the shootout on it in Las Vegas.
And what does it do 0 to 60 in?
I don't know that off the top of my head. But it's pretty low. I mean, we're talking, you know, 3 seconds.
It's probably less than that.
It's ridiculously fast. Now, those are the bikes that are dangerous because you get a guy on that bike that doesn't really respect
right.
the power that it's gotten, its capabilities. I mean, that's as practical as driving an Indy car as your commuting car.
Right.
You know, here's something that does 200 miles an hour. It makes no sense to use that in a practical day-to-day use.
Right. All right, dude, I will give listen, you know more about motorcycles than I do. I'm just telling you that everybody that I talk to, you know, like a friend of mine, Sam Simon, he says everybody he knows who has a motorcycle either has had a major accident or they got killed on it. That might be an exaggeration, but, you know, I hear that more times than not, and so you got to start, you know, believing some of it.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm like I said, day-to-day life for me, knock on wood. I've been riding since I was 4. I've been on the street since I was 20 on street bikes, mostly Harley. I'm 32 now. You know, I've got a bike that I've had for 5 weeks that I've already got 3,000 miles on. So I'm out there a lot, and you know, I see guys that are out there doing a lot. It's right. not as dangerous.
You know, and I'm not blaming motorcycle drivers. I'm blaming the a-holes in the cars who caused the accidents.
I'm going to say it's half and half, because a lot of the guys on the bikes that get in the serious accidents are the guys that really don't have business being on bikes anyway.
Yeah, but if I said to you, you're gonna take your motorcycle to I don't know where you live in Riverside.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to take a motorcycle out to Palm Springs, and I said to you, all right, Justin, but hey, man, be safe out there. How would you respond to that?
I joke when people tell me that, like I'm not going to be safe because you didn't say that, you know?
Yeah, but nobody says that to a guy that's going to drive a Mercedes to Palm Springs. Oh, geez, right. You're going to take the Mercedes down to Palm Springs? Jesus, be careful out there, man.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there is some perception of there's more danger to driving a motorcycle.
Definitely. I would rather...
Plus, if you get caught in the rain, man, you're screwed.
If you're not prepared.
Right.
You know, a smart rider will be prepared, you know. I don't go anywhere without my rain gear this time of year. But right. In the summertime, it stays in the garage.
There you go. All right, dude. Hey, by the way, dude, be safe out there.
Of course.
Okay. All right, hold on. We're going to give you a copy of Lost Highway. It's Bon Jovi's Lost Highway. It's the concert on DVD. Catch every track performed live at the number one and critically acclaimed album. Oh, excuse me. Lost Highway. Get your copy today. It's Lost Highway. John Bon Jovi's Lost Highway in concert on DVD. There you go. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Are bikes worth it? You save yourself an hour a day on the commute, but is the danger factor worth that time? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And tomorrow, Arsenio Hall stopping by 8 to 11 o'clock. So tune in tomorrow. Go to Diamond Bar. Look at you. All right, riding motorcycles in Southern California. Saving the time, is it worth the danger? Let's talk to Travis in L.A. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Tim, how you doing?
All right, dude.
Hey, I think you bought my house on Selby.
Selby?
Yeah.
Never lived on Selby, no.
Okay. Yeah. Listen,
where is Selby? In the valley?
No, that's it's in West LA.
No.
The reason I called is that I've been riding motorcycles for 30 years, and I'm an attorney at law. I work in an office. I can save, you know, I can cut my commute time in half. I can save the aggravation. And I have to say, it's more dangerous being on a bicycle than it is being on a motorcycle in the streets of Los Angeles. I bike into work, and that's always on my bicycle, and that's always 10 times more dangerous. You've got people who absolutely don't see you,
right,
who absolutely don't care whether you exist. And if it's a question between, you know, swerving 2 inches, they're going to hit you. So, you know, I don't buy this that driving a motorcycle is more dangerous. But the main reason is that when you're on a bike, hopefully you're going to be protected. You're going to have a helmet by law. You're going to have some leathers. You're going to have some protection. You have none of that in a car. You have none of that on a bicycle.
Right. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude. All right. Great information. Oscar in Montebello, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, all right, man. I just want to let you know something, that there's two kind of riders. There's those that have been down and those that are going down. Now, the thing is, I've been on bikes all my life, and I respect them, and I appreciate them, and I have a passion for them.
Right.
Street bikes, dirt bikes. So I'm a little different category. I've got a lot of experience and a lot of little tricks I use to avoid accidents. But I've been down, and whether it was my fault or not, I've been down. And
how many times?
I've been down a couple good times, man, and I'm an old-timer now, man. I don't heal as easy.
Right.
Now, my point to you would be, don't do it, man. Unless you're experienced at it and know what you're doing, you're going to break a lot of people's hearts, man, when you go down.
Well,
and saving that extra hour or two versus being laid up in the hospital for a while and losing a lot of money at your job.
Right. How long were you in the hospital?
One time a couple weeks, one time a week. And like I said, I'm very, very experienced. But the bottom line is that those have been down and those are going down.
Right.
Another thing, I'm not necessarily agree with the statistics that you're coming up with or where you're getting them. I know a lot of bikers, and I've only know a couple people who have died. I know people have been in accidents and been hurt real bad, but death, I maybe only know a couple.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure that it's that you're going to get in an accident. It's just that if you do, I don't care if you're wearing a helmet or leathers, whatever, you're going to get hurt. Concrete doesn't give that easy, and cars' bumpers don't give that easy.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Joe and Covina, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey.
I'm a firm believer, man. When it's your time, it's your time. You know, hey, you just got to be cautious when you're out there riding. And like the last caller said, if you're new at it, I wouldn't recommend it. But if you got years of experience, you've been doing it for a while, that's the way to go. I got three Harleys, and one of them is designed for going out and meeting my customers during the daytime. And I hate traffic. I tell you what, I can make my appointments, and I don't have to worry about calling anybody and letting them know I'm going to be late.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're going to be driving a motorcycle in rush hour traffic as opposed to a car, I think the day is much less stressful on you knowing that you don't have to get in that car and deal with 2.5 hours of traffic.
No, 100%. But there's also a great feeling of hopping on a bike during the summertime,
right,
and riding, you know.
You know, I actually agree with you. I think when it is your time, it's your time. And, you know, you can't do things. I mean, you know, you can't, walk around the ledge of a 40-story building and say, well, it's about my time, it's my time. You can't put yourself in that kind of risk. But I agree with you. If you live your life, constantly saying, well, if I do this, I'm going to get killed. If I do this, I'm going to get hurt, then you're not living anymore.
Yeah, correct. No, I'm 46. I've been riding since I'm 5 years old. And I did dirt bikes early on. I had a bad accident. I was laid up for over a year, you know, so I don't hop on the dirt bikes anymore. But the Harleys, you know, by all means, I have a lot more respect on a Harley than I do on the gentleman that was talking that he has the Ducati. I think that would be the ultimate high, being able to go 200 miles an hour on a bike. But I know darn well, if I had one of those type of bikes, I'd probably be doing it all the time. So
yeah, but how about that? I mean, out of the box, it goes 215 miles an hour.
That's unreal. I think that's cool. I think that's really, really cool. I probably would have been doing the same thing as he did when he came in from Vegas.
Yeah, but can you imagine if that's a stock out of the box at 215? Can you imagine if you actually, put a few enhancements on it?
No, I wouldn't need to. 215 is just fine and dandy for me. But
215,
like I said,
that close to the ground must seem like 700 miles an hour.
Exactly.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to Matt in Temecula. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Conway?
All right.
There's an old saying, a dirt bike's a crippler and a street bike's a killer. I've been riding for 30 years. I've been down twice on my street bike. I get up, brush off, and keep going.
You must be wearing the right equipment.
Actually, both times I wasn't. One time I was in the dirt with my street bike in thongs, T-shirt, and
oh,
pair of shorts, and I went down.
Well, then I think the last call is right. When it's your time, it's your time, and it just wasn't yours.
Yep. I've been down at a 35-mile-an-hour corner, taking it at 35 miles an hour, and I've taken that corner many a times at 60 and 70. Hit loose gravel, both tires went up.
Yeah, you know, that's also one of the fears that I have. If you get a motorcycle and you're riding around, and either there's a big pothole, like in, you know, like every other street and intersection in Los Angeles, or there's something in the road, and you hit it, it's over.
Yeah, you just got to watch out for the loose gravel is the killer. I mean, I've hit a 4x4 in the middle, in between two cars on the freeway.
Oh, ba-boom. Yeah, but, you know, at 100 miles an hour, it's tough to see loose gravel.
Well, all these guys that have these sport bikes, if they think they've been riding for a long time,
right,
they're going to go down. It's going to be over.
All right. All right. Thanks for Mr. Pollyanna. All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Don't forget, in about 2 minutes, I think, we're going to see if Adam Carolla survives on Dancing with the Stars. And if you miss it, if you're out driving that motorcycle or hanging out in your apartment, you don't have cable because you effed up and didn't pay your bill, well, then we'll play the audio for you. Yeah, for all you complete losers out there who don't have a TV set, we have it. We'll take care of you. Play the audio when we come back. See if Carolla survives with Dancing with the Stars. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM.